News release. Niagara Regional Police. On October 29, 2024 at 12:05 a.m., Niagara Regional Police Service officers responded to a report of a stabbing in St. Catharines. Officers attended the area of Gale Crescent and Frank Street. An adult female victim was receiving treatment from Niagara Emergency Medical Services paramedics for a serious injury. The victim was transported to an out-of-region hospital. The injury believed to be non-life-threatening. The initial investigation determined the victim was acting as a sex trade worker at the time of the incident. The male suspect and female victim had a brief interaction before the suspect suddenly became violent and assaulted the victim with a knife. The suspect fled the scene in a gray 2012 four-door Ford Fiesta parked nearby. Detectives from the NRPS Sexual Assault Unit were assigned to the investigation. They were assisted by one district detectives. As a result of the investigation, detectives were able to identify a suspect. On October 29, 2024 at 1:15 p.m., the suspect was arrested at a residence in the area of Canterbury Drive and Exeter Drive in St. Catharines. The Ford Fiesta was located and seized for forensic examination by Forensic Services Unit detectives. Braxton Edward Winnick, 19 years, of St. Catharines, has been arrested and charged with the criminal code offenses of aggravated sexual assault with a weapon. Winnick is described as white male, 5 feet 10 inches feet tall, 126 pounds, slim build, blue eyes, brown mustache and goatee, brown short straight hair. Winnick was held in custody for a video bail hearing to the Robert S. K. Welch Courthouse in St. Catharines on October 30, 2024. Prior to this incident, the victim and Winnick were not known to each other. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to contact the investigating officers by calling 905-688-4111. Option 3, ext. 1,009,407. Members of the public who wish to provide information anonymously can contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-8477. Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to persons who contact the program with information which leads to an arrest. Editor's note: the accused person facing charges is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court.